Bots have become a big part of the hiring process. New York City is taking a closer look. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. New York City is gearing up to start enforcing a first-of-its-kind law that requires employers in the city that use artificial intelligence tools in hiring decisions to get those systems audited for bias. Since the law passed in 2021, the use of AI in hiring has only increased, says Vikram Bhargava. He's an assistant professor of strategic management and public policy at George Washington University.
Algorithms have been used for example, screening resumes and to narrow down the set of applicants that then the HR manager might look at in more detail. It's also been used for things like video interviewing related tools. And then their answers are scored according to some sort of algorithmic basis. Now, with the generative AI tools, I think what it does is it takes a lot of aspects of this process would have involved human decision makers, at least to some extent still. For example, initial conversations with the recruiter, crafting rejection letters. It's in a fairly wide range of tasks in the HR process that this can come to bear.
So this New York City law going into effect will require AI systems in hiring to be audited for bias. I mean, what could that actually look like in practice? Are there standards for this process?
You know, I think the thought is that it's going to be third-party auditors. There's a challenge of who is well equipped to engage in these audits. There's a challenge of whether the audits themselves can permissibly be done given the privacy issues related to client data. And I think that even if companies are able to satisfactorily pass or, you know, pass with flying colors this audit, it nevertheless doesn't settle the question of whether that's sufficient grounds to automate the process and defer entirely to the output that the algorithm recommends, because there could be something lost there, namely the value of us being able to choose whom we relate to in the workplace.
Now, this New York City law was crafted basically in ancient history now when we're thinking about AI developments and may not account for some of the ways that these new generative AI technologies are being used in the hiring process. I mean, are there places where problematic biases or patterns could, you know, enter the workflow with what we know about how these new AI tools might be used in hiring?
It's entirely possible. You know, I think that some examples, for example, ChatGPT is being proposed to be used in performance reviews, another, you know, important dimension of HR processes, right? And this is also something that it might pick up on certain keywords or correlations that don't obviously seem bad, but may nevertheless be sort of correlated or gendered. So let's suppose an employee, people characterize this employee as bubbly. Now, this is often something that is a gendered term that's used to sort of characterize women. And this might, for example, unwittingly result in outcomes that don't quite capture, you know, the HR dimension that was originally intended. And then the second set of issues that I flagged is, well, even if it doesn't do that and those problems are solved, there's still the question of whether we should use these technologies, for example, for reasons related to the value of choice that I characterize. But also, there's this question of, you know, if let's say currently my, you know, dean or my boss leaves me a performance review that I, you know, disagree with or I take issue with, I have somebody who I can approach who's responsible for this in some ways. Now, if there's an employee who gets a performance review from an HR algorithm or a, you know, ChatGPT solution and it sort of gives them a negative review, who is it that they should hold to, you know, account for this, right? So it risks yielding what's sometimes called a responsibility gap or a responsibility vacuum, where these negative outcomes, you know, in a performance review or something like that is given to a candidate. And, you know, they understandably may be frustrated and seek clarification or perhaps even dispute something in there. And if they approach their manager and they say, well, why did you do this? The manager may not know. The manager may very well be, well, you know, I'm not quite sure, but this is what it's set to do. And that seems, you know, deeply unsatisfactory. And, you know, I think there are a range of overlooked questions here. And I think one important question is, to the extent that firms want to benefit from these algorithms that they don't understand. And there are, of course, significant benefits. There's a question of why is it that they should also be insulated from taking responsibility, even if they don't understand. So, you know, there seems to be an asymmetric sense in which, well, the bad outcomes due to these algorithms, well, we're not sure who did it. It seems like, well, the engineer, they didn't even anticipate the situation. The manager didn't know what was going on in the black box. It yields these situations where some bad outcome comes about, and it's not clear who to hold account.
We are talking about this New York City law because it is so unique. There is not a lot of regulation in this space. Do you see this law having ripple effects?
I suspect that many jurisdictions have their eye on how this is going to unfold in New York. There are going to be interesting issues that arise with respect to enforcement, especially when you're using algorithms that may not be straightforwardly explainable or interpretable. So this is not to say that I think that there are, of course, significant downsides with overregulating a technology as well. And there are a lot of important empirical questions that need to be, studied to find out how to appropriately craft regulation.
Vikram Bhargava at George Washington University. We've got more on the use of AI in human resources. It's kind of a hobby horse of mine. Previously on the show, we talked about how algorithms can be used in the firing process and how deep learning could actually be applied to help reverse bias against workers without college degrees. I also did some reporting back in those ancient days of 2021 when this New York City law passed about the risks of AI magnifying bias in the hiring process. It's all at our website, marketplacetech.org. Jesus Alvarado produced this episode. Rosie Hughes and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Lydia Morell is our intern. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Daisy Palacios is the interim senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.